With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Bankruptcy rates for U.S. farmers are rising in the heart of the nation's farm belt.
What we found after digging into federal bankruptcy courts data is that throughout much of the Midwest, U.S. farmers are filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy protection at levels that we haven't seen for at least a decade.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jesse Newman joins us with stories from U.S. farmers in just a moment. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. Congress and the White House are facing a February 15th deadline, that's next Friday, to reach a spending agreement. President Trump has said that without funding for a border wall, he'll either shut down the government or declare a national emergency. Most economists recently surveyed by the Wall Street Journal say a second shutdown would hurt economic growth. Thomas Kevin Smith, chief economist at the American Chemistry Council, said another shutdown, quote, would severely erode consumer and business confidence, a feeling shared by others. Federal employees returned to work just last week after a 35-day shutdown. A U.S. bankruptcy judge says he'll sign off on Chairman Edward Lambert's bid to buy Sears, a move that would save more than 400 stores and 45,000 jobs. The company's creditors, including landlords, had opposed Lambert's $5.2 billion offer, saying he and his hedge fund ESL Investments made billions while stripping the company of assets and cash. But the judge said Lambert and ESL have a credible plan to keep stores open. The nation's tax overhaul means plenty of jobs for tax professionals. Lawyers and executives at tax firms tell the Wall Street Journal the new law is creating thousands of jobs as companies analyze new provisions and restructure their operations. They say demand is higher than usual and expect it to continue for years. The Labor Department says accounting firms surpassed 1 million employees last year, with job growth of 3.6%. Honeywell says it's developing new technology for aircraft cockpit and flight data recorders, commonly known as black boxes, using satellites that'll be able to transmit data in real time. The hope is that will speed up and improve the transmission of data from future plane crashes, rather than having to search for the physical boxes. The company expects to roll out its new technology for installation next year. Still to come, bankruptcies are rising in the U.S. Farm Belt. Farm Belt bankruptcies are rising across the United States as trade disputes add to problems farmers have been facing for years amid falling prices for corn, soybeans, and other commodities. The Wall Street Journal's Jesse Newman looked into the latest data and spoke to farmers about their struggles. She joins us now via Skype from Chicago. Jesse, tell us some more about the numbers you were able to dig into. How much have we seen farm bankruptcies rising in the past few years, and where have they been most prevalent?
So what we found after digging into federal bankruptcy courts data is that throughout much of the Midwest, U.S. farmers are filing for Chapter 12 bankruptcy protection at levels that we haven't seen for at least a decade. So this was the case in three regions that we looked at, covering farm states that produce a lot of the nation's meat and grain. That's the 7th, 8th, and 10th circuits, which cover states like Illinois, Iowa, Indiana, Wisconsin, North Dakota, Kansas, and all the way down to Arkansas. Bankruptcy filings have doubled over the past decade, actually in two of those circuits, and they rose about 60% in the third, all to levels that we haven't seen since at least 2008. And as I mentioned, what's notable about these circuits is that they really represent the heart of the Farm Belt, accounting for just about half of all sales of U.S. farm products.
So now you spoke to several farmers, including Daryl Krapp from Lancaster, Wisconsin. I'd like to play some audio clips from him. He said problems really began several years ago.
Well, the big issue is that the amount of stress it puts on the whole family, because we're dealing with unknowns of the weather, you know, and the markets that are out of our control. Like dairy farm right now, it's a supply issue, and there's just too much supply, and they can't fix it other than milk less cows, but they're still got the same bills to pay.
So Daryl told you a little bit about those unknowns, the weather and market conditions. Tell us what else you heard from him and other farmers who are trying to make ends meet.
Sure. So Daryl talked a lot about the uncertainty that farmers are dealing with and the stress that that can put on a farm family, particularly one like his that has been where the farm has been in the family since the 1860s in his case. And the stress that comes with being the one responsible for holding a farm together during a tough patch or losing it altogether can be quite extreme. And in Daryl's case, it led his wife, who managed the books for the farm, to actually attempt to take her own life. And theirs is a really difficult story that bankruptcy attorneys and farm advisors say isn't uncommon today. And so we wanted to write about their story just to help readers understand the level of distress that some people in farm country are grappling with today.
And Daryl did tell us his wife is doing better now. We're happy to hear that. Jesse, something he also said and that you noted in your piece for the Wall Street Journal is that problems for his family and other U.S. farmers began long before talk of new tariffs and ongoing trade disputes. By many of the accounts you heard, though, they're not helping the situation.
That's absolutely right. So the agricultural economy has been in a downturn for more than 5 years now, and that's been caused by a slump in prices for farm commodities like corn and soybeans and other goods. And, you know, U.S. farmers have produced a string of bumper crops for about 6 straight years now, which has contributed to a worldwide oversupply. And we're also, as you heard Daryl talk about, producing huge amounts of meat and milk as well, which has pressured prices for those commodities. So prices have been low for years, and then came the trade disputes last year, which just added more fuel to the fire. Prices for soybeans and hogs really plunged after countries like China and Mexico retaliated against U.S. tariffs by imposing tariffs of their own on products like soybeans and pork, and that just shrank overseas shipments, and that's really hurting farmers in some of their most important export markets.
What about the subsidies from the federal government that are now being distributed to U.S. farmers as we continue amid the trade uncertainty? As the U.S. and China try to work out their trade dispute, are these sorts of moves giving U.S. farmers hope?
On the whole, I think American farmers are very grateful for the trade mitigation payments that USDA has been doling out, but they're all quick to make clear that these payments are no way making farmers whole. So most farmers I talk to would much prefer to have clear, unfettered access to export markets than government aid, and they're hopeful that the Trump administration will bring an end to the trade dispute soon. It's complicated. You know, many farmers have been supportive of the Trump administration's trade goals of combating what they see as unfair trade practices by China, and overall, they've been willing to sort of wait and see if his approach bears fruit. Even some say they're willing to make financial sacrifices if, in the end, the U.S. economy benefits as a whole. But, you know, the question is how long that sentiment remains.
And what about those underlying market factors that you heard about from farmers? There's no easy solution there. These have been trends that have been years in the making.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The oversupply of grain that we've got in the world and our reduced presence in global export markets, these are issues that will take some time to resolve or adapt to, as the case may be. And most agricultural economists, while they aren't predicting a reprise of the 1980s farm crisis, they do say that agriculture could be in this trough for years to come. And that's even if and once the trade disputes are resolved. So we could be looking at tough times in the Farm Belt for a while yet.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Jesse Newman joining us via Skype from Chicago to talk about an increase in the number of bankruptcies in the U.S. Farm Belt. Jesse, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.